everybody here this morning. Thanks for everybody sharing this morning. Powerful, impactful this morning. I really do appreciate you guys, all you guys sharing. Switch out here real quick.
Which is crucial, which is the
the things, all the benefits that the sun has toward our body. A lot of you guys here may be younger, but as you get older, those of us who are more older and mature, we know our doctor likes to grab a vitamin D. It's just a part of the medicine. Like, take some vitamin D. I was like, vitamin D. Hey, they'll find it. They say, look, stay away from dairy. That's going to kill you. It's like, God, I love cereal. I love milk. But it says stay away from dairy. But they give you vitamin D. Because I did my research, vitamin D, of course, helps strengthen the bones. Of course, you know, as you get older, we continue to get brittle bones. We see it a lot in it. Those who are much older than us, those who are senior who have bad falls, and they tend to break the hip or arm or something. So vitamin D is important. Does help to reduce the risk of heart disease. Something that we get introduced to as we get older. Cut back on all those Big Macs, those burgers, all those foods that we love, and we find ourselves having to eat different. I mean, I found myself last couple of days eating more salads. I treat salad like that. Eat romaine salad, or I'm going to eat a spring mix. I'm always mixed up. Berries and walnuts. We're going to do tomatoes and cucumbers. We're gonna make this work. I tried bok choy salad. Now I'm looking for they call it the dinosaur kale with the bumps in it. I'm like, I got to mix this up. You think you just get the PDX salad. I'm like, I need a variety. But salad is very helpful as you get older for our diet, and it's necessary. It's needed. But we need to understand the value of light, and we need to appreciate light. We love the sun. We love how it's been cold so long. We like to go outside. We love to soak up the sun rays. We're like, oh, that feels so good. Even when it gets extremely hot during the summer of August, and you've got that AC pumping so cold, you eventually tend to step outside, even if it's in your garage, just to get what? A little sun. Yep. Because the body just wants to go. Light is so important. Light helps us to see clearly, but light also provides warmth. You think about those who are confused in our world. Think about those who are lost in our world. Think about those who are frustrated. Think about those who are just like, they're just unconcerned about anything, whatever. They're living life for whatever it's worth. But God says that you and I are the light to the people in this world. That's what God points out. And God says, we are the light that's going to help them to see clearly. We are the light that's going to provide the warmth that they're looking for in this cold world. It is cold and dark. Turn me over to Matthew chapter 5. And we're going to look at something we've read before, but we're going to read it again. And just how God talks about the importance of the light and what the light is meant to do and what the light should be doing. Matthew chapter 5, verse 14. God, Jesus says this, you are the light of the world. A town built on a hill cannot be hidden. Neither do people light a lamp and put it under a bowl. Instead, they put it on a stand, and it gives light to everyone in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others, that they may see your good deeds. Glorify your Father in heaven. Wow. What should your life be doing every day? Your life should be like the city on the hill. Everybody should see it and want to gravitate to you. Man, he says your life should be like a light on a nightstand so people would know where to find you so that they can gravitate to you. What is your light doing? How does your light shine in your neighborhood? How does your light shine your community? How does your light shine on your job? How does your light shine when you interact with the confused, the frustrated, the lost, the unconcerned? How does your light shine? As God's light, we are meant to radiate and be seen. That's who we are. As God's light in this world, we are meant to radiate and be seen. Seen as God's hope my hope does not come through the NAACP. It doesn't come through that. He says my hope doesn't come through the Nazi skinheads, nor does it come through the Black Panthers. But God's hope and light to the world are the disciples of Christ. That's what God's hope comes through. It comes through the disciples of Christ. That's what God's hope shines through. Those who say Jesus is Lord, and those who have a heart like God has. And God's heart is for what? Everything that he has created. Whether they choose to say Jesus will be Lord of their life or not, but God said that light needs to shine, giving them every opportunity to draw closer to me. Do you value your light? How will you use that light? Will you allow your light to be seen? Or will you cover your light up? As children of the light, we are called and authorized through the Great Commission to bring light to the confused, to the lost, to the frustrated, and to the unconcerned. Man, that's what we are. As children of God, we have been authorized by the Great Commission to do so much. And it all starts with my light needs to shine. They need to see my great deed. They need to see the works that I'm doing on behalf of the Father. They need to see the work that I'm doing that Jesus has commissioned me to do. They need to see this great work, this work. They need to see this light. Definitely see it. Turn me to Romans 10, chapter 12. We'll go to verse 15. So we're looking at that, man, some disciples were persecuted. They were displaced from their home. They had to go to another city. And we know once we're displaced, it really does something to you. You know, can you imagine just being removed from your home right now? You know, you're having to go somewhere. You know, I heard George say earlier, when Richard told me to come to Jacksonville, well, hold on, I'm a little older guy here. You know, that doesn't be kind of scrubbing there, moving up, and ruining, you know, getting that work. But I agree with him. I'm like, you know, I go, what am I going to do? You know, look at this way. If all the older gentlemen on this Zoom right now, if all of us uprooted, and you have all the young fellas on here uprooted, and we all rooted to the same place, I'm telling you, young men might have a better chance of getting work than we will. Because people going to get, that's some strong labor. Yeah, we understand you want to get on, got some wisdom, but we got some strong young labor, and they're willing to learn, you know. So it's a big difference. It's a big challenge, you know. But even if that happened, God say, now, okay, you're going to have some struggles. I still need for your light to shine. You still need to be the light on the hill, whatever city, whatever community, whatever place I put you in. You still need to be that light. Know me in Romans chapter 12, I'm in charge of chapter 10, Romans chapter 10, beginning of verse 12, it says, well, there is no difference between Jew and Gentile. The same Lord is Lord of all and richly blesses all who call on him. It says, for everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. How then can they call on the one they have not believed in? And how can they believe in the one of whom they have not heard? And how can they hear without someone preaching to them? And how can anyone preach unless they are sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of those who bring good news. That's so powerful. That's so powerful. How can the confused get to the point of being unconfused? Unless your light is shining, they need to hear from you. Man, how can the lost no longer be lost if they can't find your light? If your light is not shining, if you're not sticking on the hill, how can the frustrated become unfrustrated if your light is not shining? Man, and the unconcerned, if we don't, people like, they're like, whatever. How can you get them from that point to being concerned about something more than themselves if your light is not shining? When your light is shining, it should be beautiful to others. He says, how beautiful are the feet of those who bring good news. When our light is shining, our light brings good news to those who are in need, those who are hurting, those who are hungry, those who are tired of the woes, the pains, the aches that this world brings and our generation in this time. They want better. outside of what God says is normal. They start going those rounds. They start exploring. They start believing all kinds of stuff. And then they start challenging God's word. They start trying to challenge the legitimacy of God's word. They do that to see if you have an answer. The frustrated are those who are in God's kingdom, and they're kind of mad and saying, where is the church? Why is the church not doing something? What's going on? And God reminds me, you are the church. God said, I don't know if you remember that, but God said, you are the church. You are my people. You are my mouthpiece. You are the light that is meant to be heard and meant to be seen in the world. And the unconcerned just doesn't care. Rather, they don't care who gets hurt. They don't care who gets harmed. They don't care, but not for themselves. Every man, every woman for themselves. Man, they need to hear the word of God. Will you be God's light to this world? That's a question that you said every day. Will I be God's light to this world? Will I shine so that somebody's life may change today? Man, will I shine so that somebody may have a smile today, may feel encouraged, feel uplifted? May I make time for God to know how to use the Bible, the tools, and his words that allow me to be able to impact somebody's life in a positive way that would draw them just a little closer to him. Would I put some practicals into play in my life going forward? When your light is not on full display, people are literally left without a choice. You know that? When your light is not on full display, people around us are literally left without a choice. This world has a sin problem, and our enemy, the devil, seeks to capitalize on it every day. He will continue to take advantage where the light doesn't shine. You must see the value in you that God sees in you. Say that again. You must see the value in you that God sees in you. You must see the value of the light in you that God sees in you. You must believe and let your light radiate in every space that you occupy, every room that you enter, and every corner of the world that you visit. And let that light shine. Let it shine. You are meant to be a light on the hill for everyone to see. You're meant to be a light on the hill for everyone to see, so that people may be drawn to you. And when people see and feel your light, it will begin to heal them with the warmth that it brings and give them a clear view of who and what God is. Are you going to be God's light? Are people going to see you shine? Are you going to impact people everywhere? Are you going to change lives? Will you allow yourself to be used by God to change the world, to save some, if not all? Value the light that is in you. Be sure to shine it brightly every day. And remember, it has healing power for the soul and every soul you come in contact with. I think it's so important, guys, as we just look at how important it is to be the light in the world. That our light has healing power for our soul every day, as well as for the other souls that we come in contact with. Let's shine in the dark places. Let's shine on top of the hill. Let's not let a little bit of what's going on in the world throw us off track, get us unfocused. But instead, let's be like disciples. Let's not get caught up in all the many organizations that have came long before we were born, and they'll still be coming long after we're gone. But the greatest organization to ever exist is the one that God has established, and those are disciples of Christ. It was here long before we got here, and it'll still be going on after we're gone. And believe it or not, when we get to heaven, guess who's going to be in heaven? Disciples. Disciples of Christ. Children of God. Guys, let your light shine on the hill. And every place that you go, every place that you occupy, every home that you enter, and every corner of the earth that you visit. Guys, thank you so much. To our God be the glory, I'm going to close with that.